Before we move into our usual time of joys and concerns and prayer this morning, we have a very special joy to celebrate today as we recognize our graduates and their accomplishments. As I read off their names, Chris Brody, our Elder of the Morning, and I believe some of the other elders are also going to help out, will distribute the mugs we have for the graduates to either the graduate or their families that are with us this morning. So as I read out your name, give us the signal, and Chris will, and the others will distribute those mugs. Okay. So we have Alex Ace, daughter of Pamela and Raymond Ace, graduated from Souderton Area High School and will be attending American University, Washington, D.C. in the fall of 2023 to study political science. Jessica Ace, daughter of Pamela and Raymond Ace, graduated from Souderton Area High School and will be attending the University of Pittsburgh, PA, in the fall of 2023 to study forensic and criminal psychology. Carolyn Albright, granddaughter of Sandy and Bob Taylor, graduated from North Penn High School and will be attending Tufts University, majoring in international studies and German. Joshua Emery, son of Emily Truscott, graduated magna cum laude from Western Carolina University with a master's in experiential and outdoor education. Anna Jane Evans, daughter of Julie Crail Evans and granddaughter of Debbie Crail, graduated from North Penn High School and will be attending Westchester University on a swimming scholarship. Anna will be a member of the water polo club team. Carolyn Grace Foley, granddaughter of Judy and Alan Johnston, graduated from Springside Chestnut Hill Academy and will be attending Washington and Lee University, interested in business communications. Alexander Landis, son of Deborah Dayton and Steve Landis, received his PharmD, that is Doctor of Pharmacy degree, from Temple School of Pharmacy. Ethan Moyer, son of Jennifer and Darren Moyer, and grandson of Jim and Judy Letterock, graduated from California University of Pennsylvania on Saturday, May 6th. Avery Taylor, granddaughter of Sandy and Bob Taylor, graduated from Souderton Area High School and will be attending Westchester University, majoring in special education. Avery will be on Westchester's dive team. Robin O'Connor Upham, MD, MS Education, daughter of Wendy and Rick O'Connor, received a master's in public health from Johns Hopkins University, Baltimore, Maryland. Mark William Wiggin, grandson of Judy and Alan Johnston, graduated from Boyertown Area High School and plans to attend Montgomery County Community College, major undecided. Emily Yonis, granddaughter of Mark and Karen Methley, graduated from Millburn, New Jersey High School, and will begin studies at the University of Rhode Island next semester. That concludes our list. Let's recognize all our graduates with a hand of applause. Now, as we move into a time of prayer, there are other joys and concerns to lift up. First, some joys. As Dale has already mentioned, today is Father's Day, and we lift up and celebrate the fathers and father figures among us. Members of the Stewardship Committee will be giving out Father's Day hugs, the Hershey chocolate kind, to all dads and father figures after the worship service. We also want to wish a happy Father's Day, especially to all the veterans in our midst, and thank you for your service. Also, to all the dads in heaven, we miss you. Tomorrow is Juneteenth, and we celebrate the end of enslavement in this country with our African American brothers and sisters. We have some birthdays to celebrate. Buddies Liz Rivett and Abby Lance celebrated their birthday June 15th. And happy birthday to Kayla Manderwiz, who celebrates her 25th birthday on June 20th. We also want to wish Lynn and Don Hunsinger a happy wedding anniversary as they celebrate their 63rd wedding anniversary today, June 18th. There are some concerns on our list as well. On Friday, we learned of the passing of Linda Horst, and we continue to surround Leroy and the family and loved ones with prayers of comfort. The service for Linda will be held on Friday, June 23rd at St. John's, with visitation at 10 a.m., followed by the service at 11 a.m. We also want to keep Kathy Alabach and Tom in our prayers as they deal with Kathy's recent lung cancer diagnosis. We also keep Natalie Wingfield, a friend of Michael Formica, who is battling breast cancer and faces surgery this week, in our prayers. As we pause now, be with me in a spirit of prayer. Loving God, who called our spiritual ancestors to establish a nation for the purpose of blessing and paving the way for all the peoples of the world into their full humanity, hear our prayers. We thank you today for recognizing our potential and loving us and bestowing your blessings. Thank you for this beautiful day and for being able to be together this morning. Thank you for the blessing of your teachings, even when the lessons are hard, for we know you are helping us to grow and ultimately fulfill your and our purpose in the world. Today, we especially thank you for teaching and blessing our graduates as they celebrate the lessons they have learned thus far and venture forth to bless others with their skills and knowledge. We thank you for the bounty and beauty of this earth and for all the people and creatures of your creation through which you support all of our needs. Today, we especially thank you for the fathers and father figures in our lives who have provided and cared for and nurtured and taught us in this life. Loving God, you show up and bless us in so many surprising ways in our lives, most often through those around us. Help us to grow in faith and be like Abraham and Sarah so that we may be open to recognize you, to accept your blessings and your call, even if they or it makes no sense at all to us at the time. Be with us and give us the strength and courage and fortitude to live the lives you have imagined for us, that we may fulfill your vision and bless the world, for we know anything is possible with you. Loving God, we ask in the spirit of prayer that you comfort and bless those among us who are suffering or struggling today. We lift up Linda and others who have left us. We ask that you comfort and bless with your healing presence Leroy and other loved ones who are grieving. We ask your comfort and courage and healing presence for those who are sick and their families. And so we lift up Kathy and Tom and Natalie. Loving God, we thank you for your presence among us today and every day, and we thank you once again for the many blessings you bestow upon us. We know you share in our joys that flow from them. And so we lift up once again our graduates and our fathers and father figures. We also lift up our African-American brothers and sisters as they and we celebrate the end of enslavement of their ancestors in this country. Even as we celebrate, we acknowledge that there is still a long way to go toward repairing the wrongs and injustices wrought by that dark and painful period in our history, and we ask your help for this work. Loving God, we also lift up and celebrate with Liz and Abby and Kayla as they celebrate birthdays, and we lift up and celebrate with Lynn and Don as they celebrate 63 years together. Loving God, we know you hear all the prayers that are on our hearts and in our minds, that you hear every name we speak and contemplate in prayer. Please hear those names and prayers now as we silently address them to you. Loving God, we thank you for hearing every one of our prayers with love and compassion, and for answering them with love and compassion in ways compatible with your divine will and grace. We lift all our prayers up to you now. Amen.
We are a people of hope. We surround ourselves around the promises that God made to us. And so we give our hearts and our gifts to the glory and work of God. Our offering will now be received. O gracious God, you work in such mysterious ways. You surprise us. You defy logic. You are so present, and you love the world so much. Today we dedicate these gifts to your work, to your kingdom, and to your love. May grace and glory reign upon your earth. And we pray it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, on this beautiful, beautiful June day, I hope the fathers and grandfathers here have a chance to connect with their children and grandchildren. I hope that. I hope that all of us will remember our fathers and forefathers who are no longer with us, but pass the faith down through the ages. Enjoy this day. Soak it up. Love it. Life is good. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may God give you peace today, tomorrow, forever. Amen.